Praise the Lord. Message number 244. The title of the message is Kneeling Down, Part 6. We will go to continue in this message speaking where in the scripture speak about how the people kneel down before the Lord when they face problems and trials and hardship, and how the Lord had helped them in facing all these problems. We will go to the book of Numbers. Book of Numbers, chapter, we will read chapter 14. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 24. Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 1 to verse 24. Before we will read, let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to study and to ponder on your word and to understand lessons from them, to apply them in our lives. Oh God, I pray that anoint my lips and anoint every word that come out from my mouth. Let be an instructive word to your church and to your people, to help each and everyone to abide with your will, and to teach each and everyone how to act or behave in facing trials, hardship, needs, or people sin or rebel. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's read Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 1 up to verse 24. In between, we may also explain some of the scriptures. That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness." Verse 3, "Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" This is the situation when the Lord said to Moses, "Send a spy to the land of Canaan to explore it and to bring a good report." Here, those who spied the land, they come out with 10 of them. They were 12. 10 of them, they brought bad report that discouraged the people. And here the people, they start to grumble, start to complain, and they want to go back. Verse 4, "And they say to each other, 'We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.'" Oh, this is a miserable situation, that they want to go back and they want to choose leader because they know that Moses will not agree with them. They want to choose leader to go back to Egypt, where the Lord very well said, "Don't go back to Egypt." Verse 5, "Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelites assembly gathered there." They fell face down in the presence of the Lord. But I understand that they fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. It means to tell them that there is among us the God who saved us and who brought us. And you are not seeing him, but we are seeing him. And that's why we fell face down, worshipping him, being at his feet to save us, to help us. While they were in that position, verse 6, Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. But the whole assembly talk about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of the meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, here the Lord came and show himself. The glory of the Lord appeared. It was evident now, not only to Moses and Aaron, but to the rest. And here the Lord started to speak to Moses, while Moses and Aaron, they were in the face down position at the presence of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they. Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptian will hear about it. By your power you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. They have already heard that you, Lord, are with these people, and that you, Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar by fire and a pillar of fire by night. If you will put all these people to death, leaving none alive, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath, so he slaughtered them in the wilderness. Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generations. In accordance with your love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. So here, from that position of kneeling down, Moses started to pray, intercede with the full wisdom, with the full will of the Lord, pleading with the Lord. And that's why we need to kneel down when people do sin and rebel and they grumble. They want to go ahead with a plan against God's will. That's what we need to do, and that's we need to plead with the Lord that he will not destroy them all at once. And how beautiful Moses intercede for the sake of the people with the Lord. And in response to that, in verse 20, the Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you ask. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of those who saw my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follow me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. So here, very beautifully, the intercession of Moses brought fruit, that the Lord will not put them to death all at once in stages, that they will not enter the promised land, but their children and their next generation will enter. You know, when Moses and Aaron fell down, face down before the Lord, who wanted to destroy the whole community with a plague. You know what he say? I'll strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make it to a nation greater and stronger than they. When the Lord say this, then from that position of kneeling down, Moses intercede to the Lord to forgive them and not to put those people to death, leaving them no one or no survival at all. The Lord accepted the prayer and intercession of Moses. Sure, also Aaron was in that face down position when people sin that causes us pain and grievances. That's the lesson that we are learning here. We fall down in face down position before the Lord, and we pray, and the Holy Spirit will enable us to intercede in accordance with the will of God, and finally the Lord will work it out with His justice and with His love and with His mercy, that He will punish the sin and will continue to keep His promises with His people. The message is really reminding us that when people utterly cannot see the Lord and sin and rebel, we need to face it with, not with talk or shout, but face down position to intercede and plead with the Lord to take us out, to deal with sin, to forgive, to cleanse, and to reinstate Himself as the head of His church. The next scripture that I'm going to read is the book of Numbers, chapter 16, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 35. Here, another issue about the rebelliousness of Korah and Dathan and Abiram, those who raise up, they want to be in the position of Moses and Aaron. Again, their rebelliousness was faced with a face down position of Moses to pray and intercede for them and to plead and to moderate the meeting in that position. Korah, son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dathan and Abiram, son of Eliab, and On, son of Peleth, became insolent and rose up against Moses. With them were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders, who had been appointed members of the council. They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?" When Moses heard this, he fell face down. Now here, utterly rebelliousness, the authority that God had ordained, the authority that God had used to teach Korah and Dathan and Abiram, they want to throw it away and they want to put themselves. Verse 4, when Moses heard this, he fell face down. Then he said to Korah and all his followers, "In the morning the Lord will show who belongs to Him and who is holy, and He will have that person come near Him. The man He chooses, He will cause to come near Him. You, Korah, and all your followers are to do this. Take censers and tomorrow put burning coals and incense in them before the Lord. The man the Lord chooses will be the one who is holy. You Levites have gone too far." Moses also said to Korah, "Now listen, you Levites, isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community and brought you near himself to do the work at the Lord's Tabernacle and to stand before the community and minister to them. He has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself, but now you are trying to get the priesthood too. So here when Moses kneeled down and fell face down before the Lord, the Lord enabled him to give him the word and how to speak and how to face and what he need to do. You know, when you acknowledge that Christ is the head of the church, you will have more authority how to deal with sinners. That's kneeling down, facing down position will enable you to do that. Verse 11, it is against the Lord that you and all your followers have banded together. Who is Aaron that you should grumble against him? Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, but they said, we will not come. Isn't it enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? See the insolence here. And now you also want to lord it over us. Verse 14, moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Do you want to treat these men like slaves? See here how they are starting to speak to him in a bad way. No, we will not come. Verse 15, then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, do not accept their offering. I have not taken so much as a donkey from them, nor have I wronged any of them. Moses said to Korah, the Lord gave him famous spirit to speak. In verse 15, Moses said to Korah, you and all your followers are to appear before the Lord tomorrow. You and they and Aaron, each man is to take his censer and put incense in it, 250 censers in all, and present it before the Lord. You and Aaron are to present your censers also. So each of them took his censer, put burning coals and incense in it, and stood with Moses and Aaron at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So everyone came with the censer, Aaron and Korah with everyone's censers, and the 250 who rebelled with Korah, they came also with their censers. When Korah had gathered all his fellows in opposition to them at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entire assembly. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, separate yourself from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once. God wants to destroy the whole assembly. It's a very drastic thing. God is angry. In verse 22, but Moses and Aaron fell face down and cry out. This is the position that humility before the head of the church. They cry out, O God, the God who gives breath to all living things, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sins? They were interceding. Lord, there's only one man sin. Don't destroy everyone. And that's what we need to do. Certain time, the rebelliousness led by only one person. And that's what we need. We need to fall face down and cry to the Lord and intercede. Then the Lord said to Moses, say to the assembly, move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Moses got up and went. See, get up from a kneel down position. He received the command of God. His prayer and intercession was accepted. The Lord would not destroy everyone. He would destroy only these ringleaders, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, with their 250 people from the leaders who supported them. He said, separate the assembly from them. Moses got up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him, the 70 elders. He warned the assembly, move back from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch anything belonging to them, or you will be swept away because of all their sins. So they moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram had come out and were standing with their wives, children and little ones at the entrance to their tents. So they are hearing and they are seeing the commands of the Lord of how and how Moses was acting. He separated the people from their tents. They are seeing that, but they are still not repenting. Still they are insolent, arrogance, rebelling against the leadership of Moses that God had instituted. Verse 28. Then Moses said, "This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things and that it was not my idea. If these men die a natural death and suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me." Natural death by sickness or natural without any cause, they will die on bed or there's accident. This is the natural way of death that is usual to man, that well known. Verse 29, if these men die a natural death and suffer the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. See here, kneeling down or face fell down position will give you wisdom, the Spirit of God, what to speak and to say. Even you are going to speak heavy things, but are the will of God. Verse 30, but if the Lord bring about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the realm of the dead, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their household, and all those associated with Korah, together with their possessions. They went down alive into the realm of the dead with everything they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. At their cries, all the Israelites around them fled, shouting, "The earth is going to swallow us too!" And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. Beautiful lesson we learn from this story, how Moses and Aaron face the rebellion of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. They fell face down, and with that posture, God gave them wisdom how to handle the situation and what to speak to those who rebel, and what to intercede for to God, not to put the whole assembly to death. And indeed, the Lord responded to their prayer and granted them the wisdom what to speak to those who rebel, and how he had put an end of their life by a particular kind of death. And in accordance to what had come out from the mouth of Moses, we learn from that in facing rebelliousness, face down before the Lord would help us and grant us wisdom how to handle the crisis, what to speak to those who rebel, and how to pray and what to say to God, and assure us that the Lord will take over and do the thing that is needful. The next situation that Aaron and Moses fell face down before the Lord is in the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 2 to verse 8. That's where the community were facing lack of water. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink. Verse 6, Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. And we know that it happened through that they received water. Moses and Aaron fell face down before the Lord in facing the lack of water for the community of the Israelites to drink. The Lord responded to their action, and he made a way and performed a miracle and provided water for his people. You know, they just fell face down. They did not even ask the Lord anything before they opened their mouth. I mean, Lord, you are the head. You are the one to provide. You please do something. That is kneeling down or fell face down position, the meaning of it. In facing the big needs and the burdens of the people, face down at the feet of the Lord will bring relief, God's provision, and miracles in our lives. We learn much today from the message that at the feet of the Lord and in face down position, we are in the right position to face the problems. We are in the right position to deal with hardship. We are in the right position to receive wisdom and direction from the Lord, to intercede, pray, to receive miracles and God's provision, and to move forward for the next step of our journey with the Lord. Ponder on the message and let the Holy Spirit lead you and show you things in your life and in your ministry, how to apply the message in your life. Kneel down and fall face down on the ground and pray and intercede on the Lord. As you obey him, he will take you out as he took Moses and Aaron and the whole community of his people out of trials, out of rebelliousness, out of needs and difficulties and hardship. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray you help, you deliver, you protect in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you help Jesus to pass the cross, you help us, Lord, to face and pass through hardship and trials in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you enable Moses and the Israelites, the whole community, to face a very hard and heart-aching hardship and troubles, you enable us here today as a church. We fall face down at your feet. You help us, O God. You bless us, O Lord. Lord, take your word to those who are waiting, O God, to hear a message from you, who are in need of this word of yours. O God, let you reap the harvest and accomplish the purpose of sending this word to your church and to your people. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit Be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.